his last stand since he was ousted in a constitutional vote of no confidence back in April. Imran Khan's position on elections is that he was ousted by a political and military establishment that colluded with a foreign power, the US, allegedly, to have him ousted. None of that has been proved. Imran Khan claims that this government is illegitimate, and the only way to reclaim legitimacy and the only way to make a fresh start is to go to the people with a fresh mandate. So that's a case where he was disqualified from his current seat in parliament, which does not mean that he can't contest general elections. This particular long march comes at a very significant time. A new army chief will be appointed in late November. That's a very significant appointment. Imran Khan has very clearly said in his speeches that he doesn't think the current political coalition government has a moral standing to appoint the current army chief. Islamabad has been under a kind of siege for a month since Imran Khan announced that he would be holding a long march at some point in time. You know, Imran Khan can get people behind him. He has a very loyal supporter base, and that supporter base completely buys into his propaganda, into his victimhood narrative. And because they see this as his last stand, they would absolutely support him.